We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Simone Behema Vachaya Tohira, Halacha Dalet, in middle of paragraph Tesvov. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 99, Daf Nun, the left-hand column, about a third of the way down the page, where the paragraph begins, Kishar HaChamishim Shelakdusha. Rav Nosson Zal says, Kishar HaChamishim Shelakdusha Koilel Kol Shoyresh HaToyra Sheklula Mitaryag Yitin Doiraisa. The 50th level of Kedusha encompasses all of the roots of the Torah, which is composed of all 613 Eitzos of the Torah, Shehu Ikar HaEmes, which is the essence of truth. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Malachi, Toiras Emes. The Torah is the truth. Umishom nimshachen eitzos amukos b'li gvul lahachnia uleshaber ulevatel kol hashkorim voramos shel kol hashkorim shevoilam. And it's from this Shar HaChamishim, which is koilel the entire Torah, it's from there that we draw the deepest advice that's infinite and that reaches everywhere in order to be able to be machnia, to subdue and destroy and eliminate all the sheker, all the falsehood of this world. Afilu hanimshocha mishar hachamishim shel haklipa, even the sheker that comes from the 50th level of klipa, of sitra achra, asher hasheker v'horamos shalahem kimat b'li gvul, whereby the falsehood there and the trickery there is also just about infinite. You know, it's almost infinite. Avol zeh ho'emes shel b'chinas shar hachamishim shel hakdusha oimed kenegdom li'olam. However, this truth of the 50th level stands opposite them and against them always. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, the emes Hashem li'olam. And Hashem's truth forever. It's always there, and it always stands up to the falsehood. Sheho emes shel Hashem Yisborach oimed kenegdom li'olam, v'loy dai shein yecholim lekalkel ulevalvel hu emes, af al pi shem izgabrim umispashtem b'lishir. This emes of Hashem stands against them permanently, eternally. And not only can they not mess up this emes, even though they're very strong and even though they're very powerful, ki ho emes eid liatzmoy, because the truth will testify for itself. The truth speaks for itself. Af gam al yidei oitze. So not only that, not only will the truth stand up against them, af gam al yidei oitzem hispashtusam v'ramausam v'shikreim orabim, but as a result of their lies, as a result of their sheker spreading and spreading, al yidei ze daiko yizgale ho emes lamitoi, that itself will lead to the revelation of the ultimate truth. The more the sheker gets bigger and it's running and it's spreading and it looks like it's mamish taking over, that's leading to their end. It's like a balloon that you blow it, you blow it, and it's getting bigger, and then boom, it busts, and all the air went out. Kihem marbim bishkorum v'ramos v'hatos kol kach, because they pour on the lies and the trickery and the falsehood and everything to such a point, at shemi sheroitze rak lahabit be'enu emes lamitoi, to the point where a person who will be sincere and who will look honestly, bekal yuchal liroi sulahavchen etzu emes, will easily be able to distinguish and differentiate and identify the real truth and realize that this stuff is sheker, you know, this stuff is false. V'zeh hadovor yefshu levayer b'chsa v'loy balpeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is something that I can't explain to you in writing and even verbally. Nobody can explain this to you completely. Kim l'chol chad l'fuman d'mishar b'libay, but rather, this depends on each and every single person's feeling in his heart. Im yirtze levli lahatos es atzmoy, if the person will be willing not to fool himself, yochoy lahavchen esu emes al yideiz gabrus hasheker daiko, the person will be able to realize the truth through the hisgabrus of the sheker, by the sheker running and running and running and getting bigger and more powerful. That will make it possible for a person searching for the truth to be able to identify the truth. Ki shikreim him bali shir, because their sheker knows no bounds. At sheroiv shikreim nizgavol roiv oilam shu sheker v'chozev, to the point where a lot of their sheker has become revealed to the world, where people have come to realize that it's sheker. It's just that after this sheker gets knocked down, so they come up with a different sheker or a different bilbul. But a person who's intelligent will be able to understand, derive something from something else, and will come to the realization that kimoi she'ein mamush bozeh ha-sheker shekvar nizgaleh. Shikvar nizgale, just as there's no truth to this sheker that has already become revealed, people have realized that it's sheker. Kain ein mamish be'elu hashkorim shemato yisayadayin. So too, there's no truth to these other shkorim that are trying to fool the people. V'chein yesh bo ze oid v'oid kama v'kama b'chinois. And there are all kinds of different levels of this and different aspects to this. Hasha'idei hisgabrus hashkorim v'abilbulim v'atois daiko, through the sheker and the confusion and the mistakes growing and growing, daiko al'idei ze yuchayin l'skar v'sa elo emes. That's what makes it possible for people to come close to the emes. Kiho emes nikor mitoich ribui hasheker kemoi ho'or min achoshech, because the truth is recognizable when from a lot of sheker, like light is recognizable from darkness. We know that against a dark background, you can appreciate the light much more than if you don't have that dark background. So too, in order to appreciate emes, and in order to identify emes and recognize emes sometimes, you need a lot of sheker. When there's a lot of sheker and the sheker becomes a little bit more obvious, suddenly the emes hits you in the face, an emes that till now you couldn't realize. When it was just when things were regular, you couldn't really tell that this is emes. But because the sheker decided to become bigger and stronger and more obvious and more prominent, suddenly the emes starts taking on a different meaning. It suddenly becomes more clear to a person who's honest. To people who aren't honest, who are fooling themselves or fooling other people, don't matter. But to a person who is honest, and because they're living in this world, and this world is an olam hasheker, sometimes it's hard to figure out which way is up, and who's right and who's not right. And it's only sometimes by the sheker getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and starting to show itself a little bit more clearly, suddenly a person who's honest and sincere looks and says, hey, wow, till now I didn't realize. Now I see what that is. I thought that that was almost the same thing. Now I see it's not. I see that that's sheker. And that other thing that's very different, that till now I wasn't giving it any big respect, suddenly I'm starting to think maybe that's the emes. Ach kol ze ief sher levayer. However, all of this you can't really explain to anybody. You can't prove it to anybody. Rak hechofetz be'emes lamitoi yovin midai toy ho'emes. It's only a person who really wants the truth, and they want the real truth, such a person will understand what we're saying, and they'll be able to know how to apply it when the time comes. V'ze b'chinas, this is what the pasuk refers to in Koheles, when it says, Eis asher sholat ho'odom ba'odom. There's a time when A rules over B. A becomes stronger against B, l'raloi, to A's detriment. And A ends up getting destroyed in the process. It looks to him like he's getting bigger and stronger. We have a perfect example that all of us know, Megillas Esther. We read the story of Megillas Esther, and in chapter 2 or chapter 3 there it says, Achar hadvorim ho'ele gidal hamelech achashveroishes homon. That But after all of this, Ahasuerus decided to elevate Haman, and he put him in charge of everybody, the top officer in the kingdom. Everybody's bowing to him, and he's rich, and he's got everything. He's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And then on top of everything, there's a new queen, and the only people she enjoys having dinner with is Ahasuerus and Haman. So it looks like now Haman's getting still stronger. And we find out in the end that all of this was happening. Hashem was lifting him up to the second floor, to the fifth floor, to the 75th floor, to the 110th floor, so that when Hashem would drop him, he'd really splatter. Not just boom, but real boom, where it would be a mapola like there never was before for Amalek. That not only would he and his sons and his mother-in-law, all of them, have a real mapola, but v'rabe me'ame ha'oretz misyadim, thousands and thousands of non-Jews saw the emes. They saw the emes. And as a result of that, as a result of what happened to Haman, they converted and came and joined Klal Yisrael. Says it in Megillas Esther, or the story with Yoinah Hanovi. Hashem sends this tzaddik, a prophet, on a mission. The tzaddik says, Hashem, no thanks. Have a nice day. And he's running away. And he runs, he gets into a ship, and he's running away, and nobody knows who he is and everything. And a storm breaks out at sea, and they draw lots, and they find out who's responsible. Yoinah, this Navi. And what's the only solution? Give him a one-way flight into the ocean. Toss him into the ocean. And now it's all over. Now the Navi's gone. Now he's lunch. Now he became lunch. Some fish had lunch on him. And now what's going to be with his prophecy? Nothing, right? Wrong. The Torah says that as soon as they threw him into the water, the storm immediately subsided. And the sailors on the ship, the non-Jews, who saw this miracle right in front of their eyes, they converted. Right there. They accepted Hashem. They did tshuva. Boom, boom. That's number one. And then the fish ends up spitting him out. And he goes on his mission. And the whole city of Nineveh does tshuva. Thousands of people. Goyim. Do tshuva and everything. It looked like it was all over. It looked like the Sheker won. Look at this. Not only is Yoinah not doing the mission, but now he's dead. A fish swallowed him. What could be better? Get him out of the way completely. Not finished.